Imagine ending up in a relationship with your childhood best friend. Sounds ideal, right? On today's case, Ms. G says that she and Mr. LeJour tried to turn their lifelong friendship into a romantic love affair, only to discover that it is not as easy as it sounds. She says she thought Mr. LeJour was the man of her dreams, but he turned out to be inconsiderate, financially irresponsible, and sexually challenged. Now she's here in my courtroom with her exit strategy in place. Let's hear their case.
Court is now in session. The Honorable Judge Starr presiding. Your Honor, this is the case of G versus LeJour.
Thank you very much, Ms. G, Mr. LeJour. Ms. G, you are here today because you say you are done carrying the weight of the household, and if things don't change, you are done.
Yes, Your Honor.
And Mr. LeJour, you say you want Ms. G to treat you with respect and work on creating a stronger bond with you in order to resolve your issues.
Yes, Your Honor.
Okay, so you all have been together for 4 years, but you've known each other for 16 years, like since you were children. Why are we in court today, Ms. G?
We in court today, Ms. Judge, because we tired.
Uh-oh.
Renice is tired. Ms. G is tired. I've been knowing Rashad since we were kids, so I was about to say but we were kids. And in the last couple years, we decided to become, you know, the real adults and take in, become romantically involved and, you know, just make it official. Like, everybody always said we might as well have been together anyway, but so we just did what we did. And since we've been together, I've learned a new side of my childhood friend. I've learned the inconsiderate him.
Mm.
I've learned the financially irresponsible him. I've learned the one that is not as socially active as he say he is, the very boring one.
Because I be at work.
Excuse me, I'm not done. Also, I've learned that he doesn't trust me as a person. And I just personally feel like through all of this that I've learned, I'm about tired. I'm about tired of having to report when I come in where I've been when you could have went with me. I'm just about tired of you being, are you my check-in, my dad, is this jail, or is this my man? Like, I feel like I'm more stressed out than I would be if I'm by myself. Like, this supposed to be a stress-free relationship. We was friends. I'm more stressed out than I was now. I am now than I was then. Excuse me.
So it sounds like Ms. G says that the friend that she fell in love with is not the man that she got. Mm. Mr. LeJour?
Well, I mean, you know, you never really know nobody till you live together with them, man. You know, she's not so innocent herself. You know, I go to work, I pay the bills. The only thing she could do is just pay the internet her car note, you know. I ask to borrow money from her. She, you know, blow me off.
Mm-mm.
And she know I'm gonna pay her back, you know. And she just think I'm not the man for her. And I'm not understanding that.
So, Mr. LeJour, I want to make sure that we figure out how it went from we best friends, we rolled in together, this is my homie, to I'm gonna see if I can kick it with him, to ooh, I'm just tired. Because that's a whole lot of transition. Ms. G, why don't you take me back? You say you've known each other since you were children.
We met in middle school. That's when I first met him. But when we went to high school, we got independent. That's when you can ride a bus by yourself, you can lie. So I used to lie to my mom and say, I'm going to over his house for his other siblings because I'm the only child. Mom wasn't going, you can't go over no boy house. But I would lie and I'd be over there, kick. Like, I would be over there all day, lose track of the time. Don't let it be summer. My mom would call him, like, when you come home? Like, we were together. Like, so I feel like we learned each other ins and outs, but we kind of like grew up. So over time, you learn different things about people.
But Mr. LeJour, you say once you moved in together, that's where the problems began.
A lot of them. You know, she got the surgery after that. You know, she used to weigh, you know, I let her tell it, but, you know, she used to be up there. She lost over 250 pounds.
Woohoo!
Close to 300, really.
I look good.
You look good.
So why you ain't treat me right?
Woohoo! You better go, girl.
He ain't nothing to say. You see, he can't interrupt that.
She go out of town every other month. I even offered to go to her. She explained to me that her mama don't like me, and she just blow me off.
So, Ms. G, take me back to a little bit because it's very clear that you've become a bit of a different person.
I have, in a great way, though. Let's just put that out there.
Wrong.
Well, since he brought it up, I took a journey a couple years ago, like a personal health journey, and I decided to get my life better. That was personal to me. When I say it was so personal, I didn't even tell my mama, and I'm an only child. Like, I just went
through. And you know I know better than anybody.
Just because I was real big. I turned 23 and thought I was gonna die. I can't even walk down the street. I can't be cute with a boyfriend. It was just different for me.
So, Ms. G, you went on a weight loss journey. Mm-hmm. You committed to changing your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, congratulations
on your accomplishments. Mr. LeJour, were you supportive always of Ms. G and her journey?
Always. We walked together.
Did you come to the hospital?
No, I didn't come to the hospital.
Why
because,
didn't you
of course,
come?
I was at work.
Oh, so you were at work.
So I've been a working person my whole life. Mom left when I was younger. Dad wasn't in my life. So I've just been doing me ever since younger.
So and she knows that. So because you was at work all day, you couldn't come and see your friend in the hospital?
It's
you
going
worked
up,
all day.
It's going I called her. I FaceTimed her.
Ms. G? Yes. Mm-hmm. You say that Mr. LeJour is inconsiderate, but
very
it sounds like he has been your friend and had been there for you previously. So what makes him inconsiderate now that he's your boyfriend?
It sound good, Judge. What he's saying is sound real good, but
weight.
Like I said, you can see it in the lens. I had weight loss surgery. That's one of the biggest accomplishments of my life. I just told you, sat up in here and
yep.
said that my mother didn't know. My mother decided to fly in, book a flight, and we not rich people. My mama was able to book a flight from Georgia to Indiana in 24 hours. You get off work at 5, visiting hours not over till 8. I needed people to help me walk when I first had my surgery. We had to like walk around and all that. You were never there. The only people that was there were my parents.
I would like to hear about right now in this relationship, because once you all decided that you were going to take a platonic relationship to a intimate relationship, what makes him inconsiderate?
You want to hear about how inconsiderate he is? Let me tell you. I've been scared of dogs since before I knew him. My whole life. I'm 27. Scared. You hear me? Terrified. I will run. I'm big, but you put a dog behind me, I'll be the track star in here, okay? He asked me to move in. We moved in together when we got together, right? After we were living there, he decides to let someone move their dog in so he can dog sit. So I'm living in a house with a dog. Ain't no cage for the dog. So thank God I decided to give
Wrong.
Me a second room because the dog is in his room. The reason he didn't want to go is because he leave the door open and the dog be coming out.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Wait, I'm
yeah.
sorry. You all live together.
Yes.
You say that he's financially irresponsible.
One month, he came home with a lawnmower. A John Deere riding lawnmower. Like, we had a big old hill and a big old yard. Lawnmower can't even fit in the fence.
This big lawnmower.
You see how it's in front of the... You see it in front of the fence? That's the only part he can cut with the lawnmower.
Promotional consideration provided by... Divorce Court will be right back.
You can't bring an animal into the house without talking to the person that you live with.
Talk to me.
She was gonna say no, Yana.
So why did you say yes?
It was a family dog. I've been knowing that dog for 3 years.
I don't care.
Since I was 3 years old.
Your
family. It was either gonna go in the shelter or go to my house. What would you do if it was your dog?
And you didn't have an option.
Yeah, I had a family member move back from Atlanta.
This is your woman. She lives in the house with you. There is nobody that is more important in that house than the person who lives with you, period. Nothing can
she
come
barely
in...
She's barely there.
Excuse me.
Matter.
Nothing can come in my house that my husband and I both don't want in that house. It just doesn't happen. It's our home. If you want it to be her home, then you have to treat her with respect.
Oh, I have been. I mean, who you think,
he did.
You know...
I had to walk to the door. I had to pee outside because the dog was in the living room. I tried to open the key to go in the house. He was supposed to close his door. He ain't close the door. I opened the door. It's a dog right there. I had to pee in the bushes.
It wasn't done on purpose. I normally shut the door behind me.
It
normally shut the door behind me on my way to work.
You're inconsiderate. I'm sorry.
This is information.
You're inconsiderate. You're inconsiderate, and you don't take responsibility. I'm sorry. I can identify that real quick. And all of the talking in the world don't change it. That's inconsiderate. And the fact that you will not take accountability is a problem.
Why would I?
Because you
cool.
did it.
You
did.
Answered the question. That's good. No problem. I like when people tell me who they are. I believe them the first time. I'm very different than other
people. I guess
people.
I should have been known. I'm
okay.
known, too.
Ms. G?
Yes.
You've proven that he is inconsiderate.
Mm-hmm.
You say that he's financially irresponsible.
Oh, here we go.
Your Honor, if
what
I'm
you gonna
not,
tell her, I'm so late every month?
Mind your business and stay over there.
So, I'm late every month. That's what she
we're
about
here
to tell
for
you.
Me to talk. If you want
I
to talk,
I would love to hear... I'd love to hear what their allegation is.
Yeah, I'm trying to tell you. He don't know how to... He's financially irresponsible. So, yeah, he gives me money for the rent, but I have to be waiting on him. You know when you walk out the door to go to work? Before he leave the door, Rashad, did you send me your half? If I don't do that, the money will be gone before he make it back home.
She paid half of the rent three times.
Man,
we've been here for 3 years.
Sweetie, let me finish. Case in point, this man, I forgot 1 month, he came home with a lawnmower. A John Deere riding lawnmower. Like, we had a big old hill and a big old yard. Lawnmower can't even fit in the fence. Ma'am, I got evidence, Your Honor. It's a picture.
I'm looking at this big lawnmower.
You see how it's in front of the... You see the front of the fence? That's the only part he can cut with the lawnmower. It won't even fit in the fence.
I can cut the front and the back grass. That lawnmower helped pay the bills, though. When I knew it couldn't fit through the gate, I started cutting my neighbor's grass. I went over across the street, started cutting the church grass. So it helped pay the bills. It helped pay the side bills. It helped that her hair. It helped her nails, get her nails done. But she don't complain about that.
When the last time you got my hair done? You cash at me?
2 months ago.
Two months ago.
You are the plaintiff's Miss G's mom.
I am. The relationship sucks.
Ooh.
I'm ready for my daughter to be done with this.
Why do you say it sucks?
Because it sucks. Rashad, it sucks. The first day he met my daughter, I told her, that is not your friend. He don't like Renice. He don't never do nothing for her.
She can't stand you and you don't have respect for her.
That's like my future mother-in-law.
Oh, no, I'm not. No, I'm not.
If you'd like your case to be heard on Divorce Court, call us toll-free at 1-877-311-2222 or log on to our website at divorcecourt.com. Miss the show? Watch full episodes on our streaming platforms and follow us on social media for exclusive content.
Why are y'all together? I don't know.
I'm at the point where, you know what, you know how they
say... She always listened to her mama.
Anytime her mama, and then
she gets mad when we had a barbecue with her mom and her mom don't speak to me. Mom, why you ain't speaking to him? Why was she? If my daughter come home to me and tell me every day that, you know, she got into it with her boyfriend, I wouldn't like him either.
And I'm gonna ask the mother herself.
Because my mama here. Go ahead.
Because you
and ask.
Brought your mother, Miss Edmonds, to testify. Would you ask Miss Edmonds to join us?
Sure.
Because I don't like talking about folk in absentia. Mm-hmm. If they are here, I can ask them the questions myself.
Please ask her, because she gonna...
She always go listen to her mom.
If I was listening to her, you think we would have made it back?
Please. Ooh, y'all. Look, Miss Evans, you walked in here with your fist balled up. I saw you.
How you doing?
I'm okay, so focus on me, because you already walked in here mad, and I saw you. And I feel you. I see the mama on you. So I'm about to bring you back so we can talk, okay? Because I can see that you're annoyed. Get a woo-saw moment.
Yep.
I can see it. Miss Edmonds?
Yes, ma'am.
Let me guess. You are the plaintiff's Miss G's mom.
I am.
Tell me about the relationship that the plaintiff and the defendant had.
First of all, the relationship sucks.
Ooh.
It sucks. I'm ready for my daughter to be done with this.
Why do you say it sucks?
Because it sucks. Rashad, it sucks. The first day he met my daughter, I told her, that is not your friend.
Why do you say that the defendant has sucked from the beginning?
He's a manipulator, like to start trouble, drama. Renice was real, real big. So he would, I don't know how they became friends, but for some reason they liked each other. But people would talk about Renice, being big. All this, Renice don't
not
know how to dress.
Excuse me, so when you're basically saying the defendant was sneaky.
Oh, my gosh.
Back in the day.
Yeah, very much sneaky. Everything, when Renice used to get in trouble, when they were together, it's because of him.
He would start
the stuff. Renice didn't do that.
But
I didn't raise her like that.
But now that he is a grown man, because I can legitimately tell you that back in the day, there are a lot of people who make childhood errors. Talk to me about him as a grown man. Is he a responsible man? Is he a considerate man? Is he somebody that treats your daughter with respect? Those are the things that matter right now.
No, ma'am.
Now, see, that's what I'm concerned about. What makes you say that, ma'am?
Everything her daughter tell her.
Give me a minute, okay? What? Yes.
He don't treat her with respect. He don't like Renice. He don't never do nothing for her.
I love Renice.
He don't buy Renice no Valentine's gifts, birthday gifts. He don't take her nowhere. He don't do nothing for her. If they need money, I'm their money. Hmm. But my thing of it is, why are you stopping her from progressing her life? You want her to stay little. You don't want her to grow big. See, when she lost the weight, she got confidence. And he's scared of that confidence because he's scared Renice is going to leave me. He ain't going to have nothing.
I want to come to you, Mr. LeJour. Help me to understand. Why is there such a conflict? Because you do know that there's nothing you're ever going to say or do that will break that bond.
Mm. Right.
So you can live in that truth or not. They're going to always be connected because that's this woman's child.
It's typical. Most mothers don't like their...
No, that's not correct. That's just not correct.
You got some mothers out here that don't like their child significant others. It's plenty of parents like that.
But I can tell you, Mr. LeJour, to the day they put her in the ground, my mother didn't call my husband by his name. She called him my son-in-law.
Well, just because the mama don't like me and the daddy don't like me doesn't mean we can't have a relationship.
But it's not about who likes you. It's about, are you a man that's like a bull? Mm. I want to talk about you. Mm. I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about you. Mrs. Edmonds just said you don't provide. You don't treat her with respect.
We both do.
And you're not considerate. She made very specific allegations. Defend yourself.
She's always going to go to her mom for some reason. I don't know why. Like, for instance, I bought a car because, you know, someone had wrecked her car. So I finally just bought another car. I set it out in the yard, gave her the keys, told her to drive it. She's still calling her mama, asking her for, send her the money for Ubers and Lyfts. Why? It's a full tank of gas out there.
You bought a raggedy car.
It doesn't matter. It get her back
and forth. A car that don't work.
It get her back
and forth. A car that don't work.
It ain't like she's going out
of town. If you're going to buy a car that's going to work, bro.
You ain't bought me no car. It came off of buy here, pay here a lot. You got to pay for it every two weeks when you get a paycheck. You ain't bought me nothing, baby. Where the paper? Where the
I paid it up for 6 months.
You didn't need to go buy me a car. We needed a car for the house. You know why? Because this car had just got repoed 2 weeks ago from another buy here, pay here a lot.
But I went to go pick it up.
Running from the repo man. He don't pay the repo man. He like chase him down, and when they finally catch the car, he go get another one for the next bike.
Okay, I'm gonna defend myself.
So first
that's
of
not
all,
true.
Like I said, so that's where it came from. It was a family car. We both shared the car for different things. Different, like if I need to go to the store, he needed.
That's not true. My car was in the shop for about a month. It cost $800 to get my car out the shop. The same time I had to get my car out the shop was the same day I had to pay rent. That's $1,700 gone right there. I called the car lot, told him like, hey, I'm gonna be behind 2 weeks, such and such.
He is behind. Look at him.
Okay, I'm going to... It's very clear to
very
me.
Behind.
Ms. Edmonds can't stand you.
Mm. Yeah.
You don't have respect for Ms. Edmonds.
I don't have respect for her?
Yep, it's very clear.
He don't.
It's very clear. She can't stand you and you don't have
That's
respect
like
for her.
That's like my future mother-in-law.
Oh, no, I'm not.
Excuse me.
Speaking for her daughter, though.
I'm talking. Okay, because I'm not sure if you don't have respect for her, but you clearly don't have respect for me because I'm talking. Mr. LeJour, there's no way in the world that that's your future mother-in-law because that's not your future wife. I'm sitting right here talking to you. The things that are going on between the two of you do not a marriage make.
So it's all on me, a bunch of women attacking one man, though.
Mr. LeJour, I am the fairest person that you're going to meet, but I will always call it as I see it. Sir, you are not always right. Mm. And you have to spend some time talking to the person you proclaim to love so that you can learn how to communicate in a manner in which that is respectful. And what you did was you threw out a phrase, oh, see, three women are attacking me, the only man. That's not accurate. First of all, the three of us are not on the same level. I am the judge here. This young lady brought a case to my courtroom. You agreed to be here. So then don't be disrespectful to the person you selected to help you get through this. So now let's live in the truth, sir, and let's take some responsibility. Miss Edmonds does not like you. My question is, have you done anything to earn her respect and like and love? Yeah. That's what you need to be working on. It's not she runs to her mama. Why she need to run to her mama? What are you doing or not doing in the house that necessitates her complaining? These are the kinds of questions that grown people ask each other. If you want to be in a real relationship, you pay your bills on time, you are reliable to your partner. That's how a mature relationship happens. And the reason that I am saying all of this is because this is not a mature relationship. And Ms. G, I'm so proud of what you have become in terms of your health journey. I think you need to continue to go on that health journey. But more importantly, I think the two of you need to go on individual journeys. You need to become the man that you proclaim to be, and you need to stand in the space of the woman you are.
Hey, man! Hey! I'm sorry. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory.
It's not that deep. Because guess what? She's still going to be with me.
I'm free.
Hey.
I'm F-R-E-E. Free.
Because I don't give a about a Because she is free. Hey. And she is single.
Come on,
and
mama.
Ain't nobody gonna mingle with her. Because Star said
Come on, Peach.
It's final.
Talk about don't need to be together.
Oh, they should have kept still staying friends.
They were never friends because Rashad was setting her up.
Yeah.
Renice and Rashad. It's like a TV show.
Absolutely.
I'm going to bring the cameras to them. Mm. But the mama,
oh,
she the star.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sister.
Oh.